This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana candidates seeking statewide and federal office in 2024 are announcing their candidacies for next year's primary and general elections. For the 2024 election cycle, the candidate filing period opens January 11th and closes March 11th of next year. Two candidates so far have declared their candidacies for Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court, since Chief Justice Mike McGrath has announced he's not running for re-election. The two who have declared so far are longtime Helena attorney and former Democratic State Auditor John Morrison and former Federal Magistrate Court Judge Jeremiah Lynch. In the race for U.S. Senate, incumbent Democrat John Tester is running for re-election, and former Montana Secretary of State and Public Service Commissioner Brad Johnson is running against fellow Republican Tim Sheehy, a Belgrade businessman, in the GOP primary. Political observers also expect Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale, a hardline Republican, to enter the Senate race. In Montana's eastern U.S. House district, currently occupied by Congressman Rosendale, a small army of Republicans have publicly announced that they will run for the seat if Rosendale indeed seeks office in the upper house. Former Billings State Senator Ed Walker, two former Republican state lawmakers, Joel Crowder and Rick Holden, outgoing State Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson, Montana Commissioner of Securities and Insurance Troy Downing, Public Service Commissioner Randy Panocci, and State Senator Ken Bogner all have said they may seek the congressional seat in 2024. On the Democratic ticket, Helena's Kevin Hamm and Billings' Ming Cabrera have both launched campaigns for the seat. If State Auditor Troy Downing runs for the Eastern Congressional seat, then Public Service Commission President James Brown, a Republican who ran for and lost his bid for Montana Supreme Court in 2022, said he will run for Downing's position of State Auditor if Downing runs for Congress. Montana has been selected as a regional technology hub by the Federal Economic Development Administration. Federal officials say that what will be known as the Headwaters Hub will make Montana eligible to compete for a share of $500 million worth of federal funds in order to become a global leader in smart, autonomous, photonic remote sensing technologies. Bozeman and Montana State University have a jump start on qualifying for the funding, as there are several photonics companies already in the area. However, the tech hub will be led by Accelerate Montana, which is based on the University of Montana campus in Missoula. Montana was awarded $450,000 in strategy development funding for immediate use. President Joe Biden's administration introduced the CHIPS and Science Act, meant to spur the development of industries so that America can produce microchips and semiconductors rather than rely on foreign countries for those crucial products. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester is the only member of the Montana delegation to serve on the Senate Commerce Committee, and he secured an amendment in the CHIPS and Science Act that means rural places in America can benefit from the funding. Tester said, "Innovation can happen in any corner of America, which is why I've led the push to bring a regional tech hub to Montana." The designation affirms what Montanans across our state already know to be true. There is untapped potential in rural America, and the Treasure State is ready to lead the nation in strengthening American security through domestic manufacturing and innovation. I'm proud to have led the charge to secure this competitive designation that will unlock new private and federal investments to turbocharge Montana's economy, small businesses, and academic institutions. The U.S. Department of Commerce says that the goal of the program is to diversify the country so that tech hubs develop outside of the traditional places like Silicon Valley, Seattle, and Boston. Montana's award as a regional tech hub follows another recent success. The U.S. Department of Energy will spend up to $1 billion developing hydrogen technology in a three-state hydrogen hub of Washington, Oregon, and Montana. A solar-powered hydrogen project in St. Regis is included in that project. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.